From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the issues that face me each week is what is a relevant topic to discuss, or how many things can I touch upon in one short piece? There are the rumours that fuel the social media and build into conspiracy theories, and really they're just not edifying or constructive to the growth of our hobby. There are issues that come from reliable sources such as the ACMA, and are worth drawing attention to. And of course, there are the slightly contentious discussion points that seem we should all be considering. You noticed I finished a sentence with a preposition and started another with a conjunction. For the language purists, this is anathema. But this is a spoken medium where the voice must convey by inflection and use of vocal tools we all use in everyday conversation the intent and purpose of this small segment. So, should I mention that the ACMA has a fact sheet on their website that spells out how things relating to the administration of amateur radio work? This document is a succinct explanation that should relieve the stress on some administrators of internet content, if only people will read it. For years I've seen posts asking why the WIA did not do things that were not its responsibility. Now that the assessment and license allocation has been passed along to the Australian Maritime College, posts still appear complaining that the WIA does not have material on its website that is found on the AMC site. It was a condition of the transfer of these services that the WIA remove the material which related to exams. It has required, still the questions and accusations get posted. Of course, the thing is that social media develops an ethos of its own, depending on which platform you use. One of the worst features of much of social media is the trap that envelops inordinate numbers of people, that of giving up on normal rules of politeness, consideration, and respect. Some of the cave dwellers on amateur radio sites gave up their lives of reactive criticism and behaved as adults are expected to. Nice place to inhabit it would be. And this brings me to the point, you see there is one, of how do we invite people of all ages to join us? How do older members demonstrate the relevancy of amateur radio to people under 25? How do we share it with the over 60s? I've been asking, and I've yet to hear a response other than, how do we attract more people to the hobby? We need to break out of this circular pattern of thinking and chase answers and put them into practice. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.